Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host, Belinda, and I'm so excited about our guest today. I have Laura Bull with me, and Laura spent 10 years with Sony Music Entertainment, where she became one of the company's youngest executives at the age of 28. During her tenure, she spearheaded artist development and marketing for globally recognized brands, including Carrie Underwood, Brad Paisley, and Johnny Cash, among hundreds of other artists from Arista, RCA, Columbia, Epic, and Monument Records. A veteran of the music industry, she has served for more than a decade on the National Advisory Board for Musicians on Call. A consultant and speaker, Bull has been an adjunct professor for 6 years, teaching disciplines in marketing and music business at multiple colleges and universities, including SMU's Termalin Advertising Institute. She has a BBA from Belmont University, Mike's Curb School of Music Business, and a Master of Liberal Studies from Southern Methodist University. It is my pleasure to welcome Laura to our show today.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that certainly is an exciting career.
it has been fun.
I bet it has been. So why don't we kind of jump in here and then let's fill in some of the gaps from the bio. We've got some really great information about kind of what your experience is and where you've been. But tell us about now what you're doing today and how you've transitioned that experience into what you're providing to others today.
Well, I'm still consulting and teaching, but my primary focus now is just releasing this book and getting that published. The book is called From Individual to Empire, A Guide to an Authentic and Powerful Brand. And it's really trying to clear up a lot of misconceptions in the public figure world, if you will. A lot of people call it influencers, but I'm redefining all of that and really focusing on helping people brand themselves, not market themselves, because that comes later, but really explaining the difference between marketing and branding and how that is unique to a person who is branding themselves into a product for sale.
That's awesome. And that is something that a lot of people sort of trying to either put their toe in entrepreneurship or try their hand at a new business. That's an important piece to learn. And it's really one of the first pieces that they need to sort of identify in how to market it really the way that they need to effectively.
Yeah, it is the first step. And a lot of people don't realize that because they think, oh, okay, well, I need to do this marketing campaign on Instagram or do this on that. And it's really, you know, a lot of people ask me, do I have to be on social media? Do I have to do XYZ? And it's like, not really. You just have to know what your brand tells you. Your brand will dictate all of your marketing strategy for the next 20 years. So that if you answer that question first, then it will save you a whole lot of time and money and effort in the long run.
Great. So tell us a little bit then about how your business has shaped your lifestyle today. I imagine it was pretty busy when you were working with Sony Music and being the youngest executive at 28. So how has that affected your lifestyle today? And what are the differences now that you have your own consulting firm?
Well, I try to have a better work-life balance, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have to travel as much anymore, which is fantastic. But it's still what I do on the day-to-day side really hasn't changed much because I'm still helping people really envision their businesses and help them figure out how to begin their businesses a lot of times and then grow their businesses. So that fun aspect of it is still there. And a lot of the public figures, it's actually expanded. It's not just artists anymore. It is CEOs. It is, you know, a lot of the people that I focus in my book is a perfect example about who my clients are. You know, they are comedians and actors and, you know, and anybody who's doing creative things, but also, you know, I focus on Sheryl Sandberg in my book. You know, she's a CFO, but she also writes books and she has foundations and she has a brand within and outside of Facebook. So there's all kinds of people that can really use this to, you know, help them move forward.
Absolutely. Yes. And I love her books. She's very inspirational in what she writes and shares. So I'm looking forward to reading your book. This is going to be exciting.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it is written for creatives in mind. So it's very storytelling based instead of, you know, I don't want you to think it's a textbook. A lot of people worry, oh, I don't want to read anything about analysis and sales and et cetera. And it's really, there's a lot of positive psychology in there that is necessary for anybody, especially, you know, I always harp on an unhealthy influencer is also an unhealthy business because you are the product that you're selling. So if you're not taking care of yourself, then you can't take care of a business. In a situation like a product-based company, like a Nike shoe, you know, the CEO, if they get burned out, they can go take a sabbatical and somebody else will step in and take over the business. You can't do that as a public figure. So, you know, I try to really, you know, you asked me earlier about my lifestyle. It's like, I try to now step back and look at that for myself and really take care of myself first and my family life. And before I really put my clients and everything else next.
Very good. So what do you think that two of your greatest skill sets are that have really helped you in owning your own business?
Well, the first thing I always say is that I feel like has helped me from the get-go is I have a very dual brain where I can speak the language of creatives and you know, thinkers and dreamers, and I can speak that language, but then I can also speak analysis and business. And so when that has helped me, especially with my musician clients and working my way up the ladder at Sony, is I can, you know, the artist can relate to me, but then also the boardroom can relate to me. Does that make sense? I could communicate equally both ways. And the artist doesn't just look at me as a suit. You know what I mean? So that's been super beneficial because I can help them more, you know? So I would say that that's definitely one of my things. And then I think the next one is my strengths, which I would classify, you know, perseverance as my number one strength and really being able to step back and see those long-term goals. I had a friend once tell me, you know, as long as I've known you, you've finished every single thing you've ever said that you were going to do. And she was giving me, you know, a little bit of encouragement in finishing writing this book, because it took me about 4 or 5 years to get all the research and get how I wanted it to be and to the marketplace, you know. So, but she's absolutely right. If I look back on it, I've never not done something that I said I was going to do. So I think those two are the biggest helps.
That is awesome. I've been doing a lot of work in this right brain, left brain, and the left brain entrepreneur. Excuse me. Sorry, I left my water in the other room when I went out to fill it. So excuse me. I'm going to start that over. Okay. It's really interesting because I've been doing a lot more research on this. I've been talking a lot about the left brain, right brain, and they're really is that people that truly are successful are the ones that are able to sort of build those both sides of your brain and then be able to share with others from that side that they're really looking for. So I love that. I love that. No one else on here has said that as one of their skill sets ever. And it's something I'm extremely interested in. So I absolutely love that.
Well, and I kind of start my book like that because, you know, a lot of artists, you know, specifically artists or creative minds, they feel like they're selling out in some senses when they talk about business, like how dared business taint, you know, what you're creating. And, you know, I really try to reframe that mindset so that they can understand, okay, I have two selves. I have myself as the product, and I have to be able to be objective about that and how it is working in the marketplace or how people are, you know, how consumers are responding to it. Or that, you know, that won't work basically. But then I also have myself as a person. And how do you separate those two? What is that, you know, delicate dance between the two? How do they work together? That's something that I get into in my book as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what's one of your most outstanding accomplishments, something that you're really excited about? Probably finishing the book, right?
This everybody keeps asking me, so are you going to write more? No, I don't think so. And then other people are like, oh, there's so much in here. And that's really rewarding to me in a sense that each person that reads it kind of jumps on, they are attracted to one aspect of it that is unique to that person. Like they take away something differently, which is kind of fascinating for me as a writer to see that. But, you know, I just wanted everything out. I didn't want to forget anything. I didn't want to forget a story of somebody I've worked with that helps, you know, provide a great example. I didn't want to forget about, how the product affects the narrative and all the different aspects of narratives, you know, so I just wanted it in one book where people could just go to it. They can beat it up with highlighters and Sharpies and pins and folded corners and, you know, and know that they can start off their brand and not be waiting the next 10 years for volume 5. You know what I mean? So,
yep,
it's all there. And I'm very proud of how it has turned out.
Oh, that's awesome. So tell us about an obstacle then, or a challenge that you faced either during that process or during your switch from corporate to entrepreneurship. So let's talk about maybe an obstacle or challenge and then how you worked through that.
So I think my biggest obstacle was, you nailed it, going from corporation to consultant. And one thing is that when I left Sony, I left at the Great Recession in an entertainment field, mm-hmm. right? So that was, it's not a necessary gig. And, you know, we're finding a lot of people in that same scenario right now. So it was really about, okay, how can I help people? And that's kind of how I've started my consultancy. That's how I've started this book. That's why I teach. You know, I think that's the focus on what my whole, you know, purpose is. And I think that that's kind of what I did, is just focus on my purpose. And I can do so many things around that purpose. It doesn't have to be write a book, or it doesn't have to be teach. It can be 10 other things. But I think that if you do follow your purpose, then you can be successful in what you're creating or doing or accomplishing.
Very good. So what does, this is kind of our signature question of the show, but what does working from your happy place mean to you?
Oh, I think that it is about, I talk about the 5 P's of thriving influencers in my book. And I think that it is really defining the difference between purpose and passion, and figuring out how those work for the individual who's doing it. So for me, my happy place is, you know, doing work that supports my purpose, that I can be passionate about for a long term, you know, and working with clients that I love. I think that that's one thing that I get as an entrepreneur myself, and not working at a corporation, is I get to choose who I work with, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. so I think that's about right.
Great. Do you want to share the 5 P's? Is that something like exciting from your book?
Sure.
You want to entice our listeners a little bit?
Yeah. So actually the first part of my book, so it's broken into 3 parts. So the first part of the book is a lot of the positive psychology that is necessary when you are a product that is being sold to the public. And so the 5 P's, which is chapter 4, is, you know, helping you decide passion. Okay, what is passion? That's one thing. Then purpose. What is your purpose? Positivity. I have a lot of Sean Acor and Angela Duckworth and a lot of these, you know, key figures in the positive psychology movement, and that research that has come about, not only saying, you know, how positivity can really help you become an outlier and really separate you from the competition, just positivity. How simple is that? Right.
Mm-hmm.
But on the Angela side, really breaking into grit. and figuring out perseverance. Well, what is perseverance? And how does that, you know, how can you train yourself to persevere? And then the last one is power. How do you wield power over your own career, business, take control over, for instance, you know, you have control over how, what you say on the Tonight Show couch, you know what I mean? And how you come across, and really understanding and harnessing that power. So those are the five P's.
Very good.
Not only how they help maintain a positive outlook as a person, but also how those five P's have to find their way into your brand, which is something that, you know, a Jeep doesn't have to worry about. So it's actually both angles on those five P's.
Very good. What do you think that most people, what's one of their biggest mistakes in trying to sort of identify that brand?
So I think that I get a lot. The first answer that I get a lot is, I know who I am. You know, that's a very common reaction, which is fine and dandy. However, do you know what you need to focus on? Because we are very complex human beings. We have personality traits. We have values and morals. We have life experiences. We have specific and unique perceptions of the world that only that individual has, right? So how does all of those things that make you you, how do you focus on 3 to 5 core brand pillars that is going to not only be authentic to you and to your audience, because that's a two-way street, but also, you know, separate you from the competition and then be able to last for the next 20 years. You know, what do you want to say for the next 20 years is a very simplistic way for me to ask you, you know, that question of what your brand is, but then you have to narrow it down to these very key focused items.
Okay. Very good. So what advice then would you give to others wanting to be entrepreneurs or going out on their own? Maybe somebody that's been in the corporate world for some time or isn't sure when that right time is to make that leap, or what is the transition piece? You can speak to either or all of the above.
Well, get my book. It's available in paperback and ebook everywhere. I think it's a process. And so that's why my book is actually set up in 3 parts. So the first part is really, you know, looking internal and figuring out, because you can't look external for a brand, because then you'll just make a brand off of something that already exists in the world. So to be authentic, to be unique, you have to start with an internal audit, if you will, and then really understand how the 3 main elements of a brand come together. And so with that is the second part of my book, and that's called The Brand Matrix. And those 3 major elements are product, image, and narrative, and what those are and how they come together. And then at that point, once you have that, then you can figure out, okay, this is what I can do with the brand, and then XYZ market it, you know, and this is how I can evolve it over time and check it to make sure, you know, the audience likes it regularly, you know, for the next 20 years. So I think that it is a process. Every single chapter in my book has exercises and action steps at the very end of the chapter. So it is a stepping, you know, stone to the next block. And there's not one thing that needs to be done. There's a bunch of stuff that needs to be done.
Wow, that is awesome. And you know what? You cannot just always tell. I can always tell interviewing people. I can tell the book is going to be really, really good. It's funny how you just can tell. In a person's personality and the way that they speak, I don't know. It's an interesting thing. So I'm excited about getting it. So, and I'm sure it's on Amazon.
Oh, yes, it is. Okay. It's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Apple and all of them. But hopefully you'll also get, you know, it's still me talking to the reader. You know, it's definitely my voice. It's a little bit of laid back, some humor, but very direct. I'm not going to beat around the bush, you know, hopefully it's a very entertaining read.
Oh, perfect. Great. Well, is there anything new and exciting that you're working on in your business right now that you think our listeners might benefit from? And then please tell everybody where they can find you and connect with you.
Yeah, I mean, I think right now it's the, you know, trying to help as many people I can right now with the book is kind of my focus. Mm-hmm. And all different industries. And so, yeah, I actually just started a Facebook group called the Influencer Incubator for any questions if people have those, and just to, you know, start the dialogue. And again, I kind of look at influencers as public figures because it's not just content creators. Influencers have been around for 20 years. So that's why I use that term, and really redefining what that term is. So anyways, the reader or the listeners can find me at laurabull.com. Like I said, the book is everywhere, and my socials, my Instagram and Twitter are The Laura Bull, and my Facebook is Laura Bull Branding.
Very good. And let me ask you this. Do you think this is something that young people would benefit from as well? Is the book a good read for?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I thought so. That's why I asked it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, no, I have people that have loved it at like 17 because, you know, I'm a teacher and I teach college. So a lot of the reason why I started teaching is to get feedback on. I noticed there was a lot of disconnects in the marketplace for the information that's in this book. And so then I, you know, I wanted to kind of use that younger audience as a sounding board for a lot of these things. So, yeah, definitely. My college students love it. And also my clients sometimes in their 50s, you know, love it. So I think it's across the board.
Very good. Well, Laura, it has been absolutely wonderful having you on the show. It's really exciting. I think it's exciting to release a book. It's not an easy thing to do. And I think your honesty and
definitely
it isn't. It's like birthing a child.
It is not. And you, it really is.
And then sometimes it's even harder because you got to keep doing all the stuff. You're the one that has to do all the work for all that time that it takes you to write it. And then you feel like you just want everybody to be like, wow, look what I've got. It's just exciting. And then making sure that that gets out, that word gets out to everybody is a process. And so I salute anyone that finishes that process. And it is really, really exciting. But it's even better when you know that the book is making an impact. Like, you know, when people are saying, oh, my gosh, this book completely transformed, you know, the way I did this. And I'm sure you'll get that. And I'm sure you'll have.
I already have. It's been quite amazing, actually, you know, that when you, like you were saying, you go into all this effort and it's a scary process too. Like, okay, I'm putting it out there.
Uh-huh.
And people actually get to use it and it's helpful. I mean, that's the whole reason I'm doing this whole thing. And yeah, when those reviews start coming back, it's like, oh, thank you.
Yes, for sure. So that's awesome. And anyway, that is great. It's been delightful having you on. And I just want to remind all of our listeners to give us a review. We love reviews. And then also subscribe to the show so that you never miss a single episode. We have such great guests on here with such diversity and what their backgrounds are. And I say that myself, one of the greatest things I get from doing this show is it fills my bucket every single week and inspires me. And I'm excited about getting the book, not only for myself, but for my daughter. And that's something that I'll be reading, and then I'll have her read it as well. So thank you once again, Laura, for being on our show.
Love it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends. And be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.